talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, Club.
And here we go. Goes along with you, Exchange Club. Getaway Friday, May the 1st, May Day, 2020. 18 minutes past the hour. I'm here all by myself today. Charlie Evers out recouping, but we will soldier along today. Let's see here. Back to our Family Feud. What do people do on Christmas Eve? We've got four answers. Decorate the tree, go to church, have a family dinner, and sing carols. What's number five? What do people do on Christmas Eve? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A whole hour left here today on the air. What do people do on Christmas Eve? We'd love to hear from you. Decorate the tree. That was number one. Took us a while to get there. Go to church. Have family dinner. Sing carols. What is number five? I know this has been a brain teaser today. That is for sure. Let me see. What could I even give you a hint on what number five might be? Something people do on Christmas Eve. Well, it has nothing to do with presents. Has nothing to do with Santa Claus. Has nothing to do with milk and cookies. What might you do on Christmas Eve? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Did everybody go to sleep? All right, let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Call friends or family?
You know, that's very close. That's a very... You know what? I'm going to give you... Because it's... Well, maybe I won't give that one. That's very close. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Number one is decorate the tree. Two, go to church. Three, have family dinner. Four, sing carols. What is number five? Does anybody know what number five is? Yeah, that was close. You know, I'm almost inclined to give that. Can somebody phrase that in a little different way? What do people do on Christmas Eve? Decorate the tree, go to church, have family dinner, sing carols. What else might you do on Christmas Eve? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer to this particular question? Here we are, 21 minutes past the hour. On a getaway Friday, May the 1st, 2020, May Day. And it has something to do with groups. We would not be able to do this right now in the midst of this pandemic. Does anybody know what it would be? We would not be able to do this in the midst of this pandemic. What is it? What do people do on Christmas Eve? One, decorate the tree. Two, go to church. Three, have family dinner. Four, sing carols. What is number five? All right, maybe this is the correct answer. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
How about caroling?
Not caroling, but that's a good guess, too. You know, I wish people still went out and caroled more. I used to like when people were out caroling a whole lot. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Decorate the tree, go to church, have a family dinner, sing carols, and what's number five? Does anybody know what number five is? Getaway Friday here, May the 1st, 2020. All right. Now we got people out there thinking. Go ahead, caller.
Hey,
Christmas party?
You know, I'm going to give that because what it is meet with friends.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, I think that's the answer. We're going to knock that one out of the park today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. So, what do people do on Christmas Eve? Decorate the tree, go to church, have a family dinner, sing carols, meet friends. Those are the top five answers. All right. Let's see. Let's go to the next Family Feud question today. Maybe we can get this in before the top of the hour. What is it that you do before going to bed? What do you do before you go to bed? Does anybody know? Five things. What do you do before you go to bed? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you do before you go to bed? Five answers on the big board here, WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth is the number one answer. You have got it right. Thank you. You absolutely do. Brush your teeth. What are the other four answers? What do you do before going to bed? Four more answers here. Brush your teeth was number one. What are the other four? What do you do before you go to bed? 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. WWGH Radio here on this Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Set your alarm.
You know, set your alarm. I do that every night. It's not on the list. Can you believe it?
Okay.
Thank you. Set your alarm did not make the list. Holy mackerel. How does that happen? What is it you do before going to bed? Number one, brush your teeth. What are two, three, four, and five? What do you do before you go to bed? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you do before you go to bed? Getaway Friday, May the 1st, 2020. Here we are, having a good time. First day of May, and I hear tonight's supposed to be pretty nice weather-wise. Tomorrow's supposed to be pretty fantastic weather-wise. And apparently people are definitely out at the banks today doing what they need to do. Nothing wrong with that. What is it that you do before going to bed? Does anybody know? Four answers left. We've got brush your teeth, but nothing else. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
You make sure all your doors and windows are shut and locked.
You know, that's a good thing to do. It didn't make the list, but it certainly is a good thing to do.
All right.
Thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. What do you do before you go to bed? Does anybody know? All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Prayers.
Prayers. Say your prayers. Number two on the list. You have got it. Thank you. What do you do before you go to bed? Brush your teeth. Say your prayers. What are three, four, and five? Does anybody know? Now the phone's ringing again. That's always a good thing. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Turn the lights out.
Turn the lights out. You know what? Not on the list, but you certainly would want to do that.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. What do you do before you go to bed? Brush your teeth, say your prayers. Three more things on the list today. What are they? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Read a book.
Read a book is not on the list, but that'll put me to sleep. Thank you. All righty here, 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, May the 1st, May Day. 2020. Does anybody know what May Day is? It's something in Canada, isn't it? It's a big Canadian holiday. Go ahead, caller.
Let the dog or the cat out.
Not on the list, but a good guess. Thank you. No letting the dog or the cat out. What do you do before you go to bed? Number one, brush your teeth. Number two, say your prayers. 3, 4, and 5 remain on the big board here today. What are they? 27 and a half minutes past the hour. What do you do before you go to bed? Let's see what comes up here. Go ahead, caller.
Some people get to have a snack.
They do what?
They have a snack.
Have a snack. You know, snack is not on the list, but that's a good guess. I guess people are not having a snack, according to this particular list. What do people do before they go to bed? That is the question on the table. What do people do before they go to bed? Go ahead, caller.
Take a bath.
Take a bath. Take a bath. No, I wish they did, but it's not on the list. Poor people. We wish they did take a bath before they went to bed, but it did not make the list. What do people do before going to bed? 740-383-9944. Remember, if somebody else is on the line, I remember if it's ringing busy, just means somebody else is on the line, so keep on calling back in. Friday, May the 1st, 2020. What else do we got here? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Somebody has to go to the bathroom.
You know, that's a good thing to do, too, unless you've got rubber sheets. But that is not on the list today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. What do you do before you go to bed? 740-383-9944. Any more answers out there? Looks like we have one coming. Go ahead, caller.
Check all your locks.
Check your locks. Not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. What do people do before going to bed? Does anybody know? That's what we want to know about. Go ahead, caller.
Lay out your clothes.
Lay out your clothes. Not on the list.
No laying out of your clothes.
Friday, May the 1st. Any more answers here? I know there are some out there. Go ahead, caller.
Turn out the lights.
Turn out the lights. Not on the list.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy. What is it you do before you go to bed? 30 minutes past the hour on this Friday, May the 1st, 2020. What is it you do before you go to bed? 5 items on the list. Brush your teeth, number 1. Say your prayers, number 2. Pajama, I'll give you this one. Change into your pajamas is number 3. So what are 4 and 5? I gave you one. Mistakenly, I gave you one, but I gave it to you. Number 1, brush your teeth. Number 2, say your prayers. Number 3, change into pajamas. What are 4 and 5? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Go ahead, caller.
Go to the bathroom.
Not go to the bathroom. No.
Go ahead, caller.
No going to the bathroom. This person did not go to the bathroom. What do you do before going to bed? Brush your teeth, say your prayers, change into your pajamas. What are 4 and 5? 31 minutes past the hour. Let's see what we got coming down the pike here. Nope. All right, if that was you, call back in, 740-383-9944. What do you do before going to bed? Does anybody know? I set the alarm. You know, I'm sorry, set the alarm is not on there. Go ahead, caller.
Watch TV.
No watching TV either. I do that too. No watching TV on the list. What do you do before you go to bed? Brush your teeth, say your prayers, change into pajamas, and what? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Take your medication.
You know, you got to do that before you go to bed. It, not on the list, though. No medication taking on your list, unfortunately. What do you do before you go to bed? 1, brush your teeth. 2, say your prayers. 3, change into your pajamas. What are 4 and 5? What are 4 and 5 on the big list today? What do you do before you go to bed? Does anybody know? Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Kiss your children. Good night.
You should do that. It's not on the list, though, unfortunately.
No kissing your children goodnight, but you should definitely do that every single night. What is it you do before going to bed? Number one, brush your teeth. Two, say your prayers. Three, change into your pajamas. What are four and five? Go ahead, caller.
Take your pet out.
You know, it's not take your pet out.
Okay.
Not take your pet out. What is it you do before you go to bed? One, brush your teeth. Two, say your prayers. Three, change into your pajamas. What are four and five on this Friday, May the 1st, May Day, 2020? Go ahead, caller.
Turn the thermostat down on your furnace.
You know, that's not on the list, but boy, that's a good idea, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
No furnace thermostat turning down at this point. What is it you do before you go to bed? Brush your teeth, say your prayers, change into your pajamas, and two answers left on the big board. What are those two answers? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Here we are. What do people do before they go to bed? Go ahead, caller.
Take off your glasses.
You know, I have to do that every night, but it's not on the list.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. What do you do before you go to bed? A lot of good answers here. Just nothing that rings in what we need it to ring here, unfortunately. Go ahead, caller.
Drink ice water?
Get a drink of water. Yes, that is number four on the list. A drink of water before you go to bed. You got it. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Yes, drink of water is on the list. So now we only have one answer left. What is it you do before you go to bed? You brush your teeth, you say your prayers, you change into your pajamas, you get a drink of water. What is the other thing you do before you go to bed? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, May the 1st, 2020. 35 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what number five is? Brush your teeth, say your prayers, change into pajamas, drink water. And the final answer, does anybody know what it is? We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or can anybody tell me what May Day is all about? Friday, May the 1st, 2020. 35 minutes past the hour here. I'm pretty sure May 1st is May Day, but I have no idea what May Day is about. For some reason, I think it has something to do with Canada, which maybe possibly has something to do with England. I don't know. Don't forget tonight I'll be on 8 to 10 p.m. with Bailey Hunn here. 8:10 to 10 p.m. tonight. Bales and I will be bringing you up to date on all the latest news and minutia in the Marion area. Go ahead, caller.
How about turn down the sheets?
You know, that's a good thing to do as well, but not on the list.
No turning down of the sheets. What is it that we do before we go to bed? Friday, May the 1st. What do we do before we go to bed? Brush teeth, say prayers, change into pajamas, drink water, complete homework. What are we missing? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. If you know the final answer, please give us a ring. 740-383-9944. What is it you do before you go to bed? I'll tell you this. The final answer has more to do with what a child might do before they go to bed. What is something a child might do before they go to bed? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What might a child do before they go to bed? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Watch TV.
Not watch TV, but it sounds like a good answer. Not watch TV.
Does anybody know? What do you do before you go to bed? Holy moly. Something a child might do. Go ahead, caller.
Pick up their toys.
Not pick up their toys. That's a good answer, though, as well.
740-383-9944. What is something you might do before you go to bed? More in the child category here. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
More in the child category.
Go ahead, caller.
Go to the bathroom.
Not go to the bathroom. That's a good guess, though, too.
Go to the bathroom did not make the list. I think that's the third time that's been guessed, but apparently a lot of people do that before they go to bed, but this is more in line with a child. Remember that. More in line with a child. Go ahead, caller.
How about wrestle?
Not wrestle. Good guess, though.
You'd have to think about a child. What would a child do before they go to bed? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Look under the bed.
That's a good one, too. That's not it, but that's a good one.
Look under the bed for all those monsters. What does a child do before they go to bed? Whew. We're running through it here today. Go ahead, caller.
Tell your parents good night.
Not tell your parents good night. That's a good guess, though.
Thanks.
Not tell your parents good night. I say good guess to everything. I'm very positive that way. What do you do before you go to bed? Now, that remember, this is geared more toward a child. What do you do before you go to bed? Go ahead, caller.
Get a snack.
Not get a snack.
Get a snack is not it. 39 minutes past the hour, coming up on 40 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday, May the 1st, 2020. I don't think anybody else knows what May Day is either. Apparently, that's one of those things that we just do not know. All right, let's see what we have coming up here around the corner. Go ahead, caller.
How about the kid straightening up his room and stuff?
Not kid straightening up his room. Good guess, though.
Okay.
All right. What is it you do before you go to bed? Brush your teeth, say your prayers, change into pajamas, drink water. What is number five? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Friday, May the 1st, 2020. 40 minutes past the hour, what do you do before going to bed? Now remember, the last one is something to do with a child. What would a child do before they go to bed? Definitely more geared for a child than an adult, although some adults might have to do this before they go to bed. Just kind of depends. All right, let's see if this is the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
We've been trying to reach you concerning your car's extended warranty. You should have received some.
You know, I don't think my car's extended warranty would be something that I would be getting calls about here, but why not? 740-383-9944. What do you do before you go to bed? What does particularly a kid do before they go to bed? Now remember our previous answers. Brush your teeth, say your prayers, change into pajamas, drink water. What is the final answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we'll get you up on the air on this Friday, May the 1st, 2020. That's where we are. What is answer number five? Go ahead, caller.
How about look under the bed?
Look under the bed. Good answer, but not the one we're looking for.
All right.
This is really, it's kind of an easier one, to be honest, when you think about what do you do before you go to bed if you are a child. Go ahead, caller.
What about bedtime story?
Bedtime story. You know, that's a good one, too. Not a bedtime story. Thank you.
Not a bedtime story. Boy, maybe I'm labeling this wrong. What do you do before you go to bed? Now, this is particularly aimed at a child. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Friday, May the 1st. May Day here. 2020. And apparently, we don't know what May Day is all about. Go ahead, caller.
Put on or take off your socks?
Not put on and take off your socks. That's a good one, though. Thank you.
Again, geared more toward a child, but adults would do this. So you got to remember that. Adults would do this. Not a whole lot of them, but it's one of those things. Go ahead, caller.
What was that?
Do your chores.
Do your chores. You know, yeah. we hope that people do, but that is not the answer we're looking for. Thank you.
Not do your chores. Boy, I'll tell you, we really got hung up on this one. 44 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. What is it you do before you go to bed? Now, remember, number 5 is geared more toward a child. Go ahead, caller.
Change their diaper.
You know, you certainly want to do that before you send the kid to bed, but that is not the answer.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Not change the diaper. What do you do before you go to bed? And this one is particularly aimed at a child. Now, not a baby, but a child. So, think about that.
If I give any more clues, I'm going to give it away. Go ahead, caller.
Let the pets get on the bed.
Not let the pets get on the bed. Another good guess, though.
Not let the pets get on the bed. What is it that you do before you go to bed, particularly aimed at a child, is where we are. Number 1, brush your teeth. Number 2, say your prayers. Number 3, change into your pajamas. Number 4, get a drink of water. What is number 5? Go ahead, caller.
Kiss your mom and dad goodnight.
Good guess and something you certainly should do, but not on this particular list.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Boy, oh boy, where are we here? What is it that you do before you go to bed? Brush your teeth, say your prayers, change into your pajamas, drink your water. What is number 5? Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
Go to the bathroom.
You know, that's about the 7th time we've heard go to the bathroom, but not the correct answer.
All right, thanks.
A lot of people go into the bathroom before they go to bed. But, oh, man. Oh, geez. Go ahead, caller.
A bath.
A bath. A bath is a good guess, but not the correct answer.
Not a bath. All right. What is it you do before you go to bed? Particularly aimed at a child. Go ahead, caller.
Turn on the nightlight.
Not turn on the nightlight.
Not turn on the nightlight. Holy moly. We are delving deep here today. Oh, boy. Something aimed at a child before you do. Now, go back to your childhood days and think about what you might have done before you went to bed. Go ahead, caller.
Open the bedroom door.
Not open the bedroom door.
All right. What is it you do before you go to bed? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring here. Boy, we're about at the 10-minute mark today. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, make sure your homework's done.
Complete homework. You have got it. That was the 5th answer. You have it right. Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
Yep.
That was it. Complete your homework was the number 5 answer. All right. You know what we're going to do here? Well, maybe this is another good guess coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Cover up.
You know, it was actually do your homework. Thank you, though.
All right, we've got one more category here, and we've got about 12 minutes left. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to step out here. Well, hold on, we might take a call here. Let's take another call and see what we come up with. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah.
You were talking about May Day. The only thing I remember was back when I was little kids was dance around the maypole. And back in the Cold War era, it was always when the Russians would roll out, have a parade and roll out all of their artillery, show it off.
Well, I thought it keeps occurring to me that it has something to do with Canada. Does it have anything to do with Canada?
Boy, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, because I know that's not their Independence Day or anything. So I don't, maybe it's the day they become a country. I'm not sure.
You know, I don't know. I couldn't, I'm sure if I Googled it, I could figure it out. But I don't know what May Day is all about. I just know it's May the 1st, but I don't know if it's celebrated anywhere. I don't know if it's a big day anywhere. It's hard to tell.
Yep. A lot of those traditions have gone by the wayside like that, I think.
It's unfortunate we're losing those traditions.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know what May Day is. Does anybody have any idea what May Day is? Do you have your Google machine out there working top speed today? Friday, May the 1st, 2020, May Day, 2020, 5-1-2020. We'll see how many different ways I can say the date. 49 minutes past the hour, 10 minutes left in the program today on this Getaway Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Check the closet.
Check the closet. You know, it was actually do their homework.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got it.
Yep, actually, do your homework. How about that? Who would have thunk that? Well, you know what we might do here? We might take a little break in just a minute and maybe have a little bit of trivia before we wrap up the day. So we'll be back here on WWGH Radio on this May the 1st, 2020, May Day, right after this.
Stop. Listen. Find yourself a chair. You're about to listen to the best show on the air. You'll love Charlie Evan. Can't wait to hear Scott Spears. You'll cherish Mary Ann Michaels. Quite a lady, that's for sure. So listen to the Exchange Club for topics close to you. Discuss local topics, national topics too.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on there on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're
what,
kind
Charlie?
Of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or
go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a ugly face looking at you?
Now, wait a second.
Charlie.
Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets... on some
If they put somebody good looking on there.
Oh dear.
Who? Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead.
Everything from drug lords and things that we can share. We'll even discuss the presidents and Hillary Clinton's hair.
What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in. You did the wife thing there, but
he's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about him?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down.
Because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance, I'm sorry, at an office. Now, he's got a lot of money
He
can put behind him. But how many people would vote for him? I don't think very many.
So stop, listen, and find yourself a chair. You're about to listen to the best show anywhere.
Every Friday, 12:10 until 1 p.m., supported by Kroger, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com.
Oh, man, that was a day. Holy mackerel. And you know something what I just noticed about that? that all happened in one show, I believe. Boy, when was that? Oh, I bet that's 2015, 5 years ago. Man, does time fly. Anyway, that's the way it goes, and we all know how it turned out. President Trump became president, and life went on. 740-383-9944, Friday, May the 1st, May Day here, 54 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to impart as we get ready to embark on the weekend? Don't forget, we have Friday Night Live tonight, myself and Bailey Hunt, 8:10 until 10 p.m., right here on this station. You won't want to miss it for love nor money. Now, we probably do have one more. You know, I don't think we're going to have time to get through this other... we won't. We won't have time to get through this other Family Feud thing. I don't know if we have any other trivia questions here that we could ask you in the last 5 minutes. Does anybody have any big weekend plans coming up? Anything exciting for this nice weather weekend that's right around the corner? Supposed to be what, 70 tomorrow? 70 and sunny? You can't beat that. We do have these trivia questions, but I don't think there's some of them we never got answers to. Must be very difficult questions. Now, remember, we will all be back next week, 8 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, and having a good time. And we've got a lot of special programming coming up, so you're not going to want to miss that. Being May, you know, it's interesting, because the six-year anniversary of this station will be coming up, I believe, it's June the 10th. So 6 years of WWGH Radio will come up on June the 10th. And we'll have our big anniversary party, and that'll be a lot of fun, kind of like our big Christmas party every year. So look forward to that coming up somewhere in and around June the 10th. And we always have a lot of highlight shows during that, which are a lot of fun. 4 minutes left on this Friday afternoon. We're in the afternoon period now. So did anybody ever come up with a good answer for May Day? I would be so fascinated by anybody who had any information to impart on May Day, which is what today is. But apparently a day that we really do not know much about. And for those just tuning in, our last Family Feud trivia question. What is it you do before you go to bed? Number one, brush your teeth. Number two, say your prayers. Number three, change into pajamas. Number four, drink water. Number five, complete your homework. That's how that all goes. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour. Now, tonight on Friday Night Live, 8 to 10 p.m., Bailey Hunt and myself, I'm not sure what Bales and I will be talking about tonight. I'm sure it'll be something highly entertaining and highly interesting. Now, remember, the Friday Night Live program is much more than... it's not a news program. Let's put it that way. There's a lot of education and interest in that particular program. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know what else has been said about May Day, but I remember when I was a child, we put little baskets of flowers on people's door. And I think it may have been from this idea of April showers bring May flowers. I don't know, but I can remember making little baskets when I was in school and putting violets or something else that was blooming in them and leaving them on our neighbor's doorsteps.
Hmm. So you think it had something to do with April flowers bring May showers? Or April showers bring May flowers, I guess, is
something
what it was.
Like that.
Yeah, if I get it right here.
And I remember the maypole, too. I remember seeing people dancing around the maypole and making quite an elaborate weaving with streamers and so on.
Now, what was the maypole supposed to represent?
Well, just the center that they could dance around, I think.
Oh, and you did that on May the 1st.
Right.
Well, that's interesting. I appreciate the information.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's where we're going to stay today, 58 and a half minutes past the hour. If anybody has any other information on May Day, give it to me here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any information on what is known as May Day, which is today, May the 1st, 2020. The 2020 edition. Can you imagine it's the year 2020? When I think about the anniversary of this station, man, I cannot imagine that it's been nearly 6 years now that we've been around here. We've seen a lot of water go under the bridge. That is for sure. Well, we're down to the final 60 seconds here. Hope everybody had a great time over the last 5 hours. I certainly did. It's fun to be on the air. Fun to talk to you. I appreciate all the phone calls. Each and every person who listens to this station is what makes this station happen. Highly unlikely any of us would be in front of a microphone if there was nobody out there in the listening audience. So I cannot thank you enough. Remember, I will be back tonight with Bailey Hunt from 8 to 10 here on WWGH Radio. It is Friday Night Live, so this is not the end of the broadcast day here. Tune in tonight. We had some great listeners last week, and we hope they all come back tonight for Friday Night Live with Bailey Hunt, Bales, and myself from 8:10 until 10 p.m. here on this station tonight. But for this day, this is Scott Spears for all of us here at WWGH, the WWGH family, and that's exactly what we are, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it 1 year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose. And I was in this thing, and I must say I had a secret little flask because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my, that's a great story. So Mother
Isn't
Goose
that
was...
lovely? What fun it was, and the joy of the children.